brought to you by Penguin.
Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Maria Rilke. Translated and edited by Charlie Lauf. Read by Dan Stevens and Max Deacon.
Preface. In late autumn, 1902 it was, I was sitting under ancient chestnut trees in the gardens of the military academy in Wiener Neustadt with a book. I was so absorbed by my reading that I hardly noticed it when the only one of our teachers who was not an army officer, Horacek, the learned and good-natured chaplain of the academy, came and joined me. He took the volume from my hand, looked at the cover, and shook his head. "Poems by Rainer Maria Rilke?" he asked thoughtfully. He leafed through its pages, ran his eyes over a few verses, looked reflectively into the distance, and finally nodded. "So, our pupil René Rilke has become a poet." And I was told about the slight, pale boy sent by his parents, more than 15 years before, to the military lower school in St. Pölten, so that he might later become an officer. In those days, Horacek had worked there as the chaplain, and he still remembered his former pupil well. He described him as a quiet, serious, highly gifted child who liked to keep himself to himself, put up with the discipline of boarding school life patiently, and after the fourth year, moved on with the others to the military upper school in Marischwoischkirchen. There, his constitution proved not to be resilient enough, and so his parents took him out of the establishment and had him continue his studies at home in Prague. What path his career had taken after that, Horacek was unable to say. Given all this, it is probably not difficult to understand that I decided that very hour to send my poetic efforts to Rainer Maria Rilke and ask him for his verdict. Not yet 20 years old and on the verge of going into a profession which I felt was directly opposed to my true inclinations, I thought that if anyone was going to understand my situation, it was the author of the book To Celebrate Myself. And without its being my express intention, my verses were accompanied by a letter in which I revealed myself more unreservedly than to anyone ever before or to anyone since. Many weeks went by before an answer came. The letter with its blue seal bore a Paris postmark, weighed heavy in the hand, and displayed on the envelope the same clarity, beauty, and assurance of hand with which the content itself was written from the first line to the last. And so my regular correspondence with Rainer Maria Rilke began, lasting until 1908 and then gradually petering out because life forced me into domains which the poet's warm, tender, and moving concern had precisely wanted to protect me from. But that is unimportant. The only important thing is the 10 letters that follow. Important for the insight they give into the world in which Rainer Maria Rilke lived and worked, and important too for many people engaged in growth and change today and in the future. And where a great and unique person speaks, the rest of us should be silent. Franz Xaver Kappes, Berlin, June 1929.
Letters to a Young Poet. Paris, 17th of February 1903. Dear Sir, your letter only reached me a few days ago. Let me thank you for the great and endearing trust it shows. There is little more I can do. I cannot go into the nature of your verses, for any critical intention is too remote from me. There is nothing less apt to touch a work of art than critical words. All we end up with there is more or less felicitous misunderstandings. Things are not all as graspable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?